You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Your voice.
Your life.
Your afternoon radio.
On 702 Afternoons.
With Relebo Gile Mabotja.
6 minutes to 2 o'clock, we're going to talk around Bell's palsy. And a young lady posted a video of herself on TikTok, sharing her experience and giving us, those that are watching, an opportunity to see what it's all about. And I thought this is definitely something to talk about because I had never heard of it before in my life. So we're joined by Dr. Fatuma Low, who is a medical doctor at Leratong Hospital. Doctor, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Leguru. Thank you so much for having me.
Doctor, please help us understand, what is Bell's palsy?
Okay, Lebo, I'm actually very excited to have this talk because, like you said, it's not something we often hear of. It's not something we speak of. Mm. So quickly, the umbrella term we're going to be looking at is essentially facial paralysis. Mm. And one of the most common manifestations of facial paralysis and causes of facial paralysis is Bell's palsy. So Bell's palsy is essentially one of the most common causes of what we refer to as acute unilateral facial nerve paralysis. So acute, which just means it develops quite suddenly, unilateral, often affecting one side, and facial nerve, which is the nerve that elevates the face. So in terms of being able to discuss how it presents, treatments, signs and symptoms, I think it's just quickly important to just look at what the facial nerve is and exactly what it does. So as the name says, it innervates the face. So it's going to help control the muscles of the face in terms of facial expression. It also has other functions. So like, for instance, in terms of hearing, in terms of providing sensation to certain parts of the tongue, so in terms of taste, as well as in terms of supplying your eyes, in terms of your lacrimal glands, which is what helps you produce tears, and as well as your salivary glands, so that's where you have your saliva. And like I mentioned, it's part of your facial muscles. And, you know, facial innervation is an essential part of human communication. We use our face all the time. You know, this is a form of nonverbal cues.
Yes.
So facial paralysis is quite devastating. You know, it can result in depression, social isolation. You know, just quality of life. So you feel like you can't really engage.
So how does it happen? Because the woman was explaining it's not something she was born with. And maybe just if you can assist with describing to the listeners what the paralysis might look like. Because in the case of herself, the only comparison I might use is for those, it does not look like a person had a stroke in this particular patient who was showing where the entire left side of the face was paralyzed. It was more around the eye area where it was almost like when the one eye was blinking, the other one was completely delayed in the blinking process. And it's almost like the eye also was, the movement was quite slow.
Yeah. Okay, so it's idiopathic. So like you said, she wasn't born with it in that case. Mm. So the exact etiology or the exact cause isn't really known. But one of the most postulated mechanisms for causation is an infection referred to as herpes simplex virus. Mm. So it's basically a virus that you have. And what's interesting about this virus label is that most of us acquire it during childhood.
Mm.
And according to the World Health Organization, about 67% of the global population is affected with this. And what's interesting about this virus is you can have it for many, many years. It just basically lies dormant or falls asleep in your nerve cells.
Mm.
And at some point, for whatever trigger that you don't really know, it becomes activated. And this is when you might present with this Bell's palsy, which just develops very suddenly. So like that lady discussed on her TikTok video, you just have this effect on your left, on either side of your face, in either side of your face, so either right, either left, so it's unilateral, and you have this paralysis.
Mm.
So it affects the muscle. You can't really blink. You have drooping of your mouth, and it obviously will droop to the side that's not affected because that side, the muscle is fine, it's still functioning well. You can't really close your eyes. You might also have a bit of an impairment in speech.
Yes.
And I think it's important to differentiate from stroke, which sometimes isn't very possible. But in this case, it would be looking at the timeline and just in terms of the general presentation. So with Bell's palsy, it can develop within a few hours to a few days, peaking over a few weeks.
So is there a cure?
Unfortunately, there is no cure for Bell's palsy. Treatment is mainly supportive. Treatment is mainly symptomatic. So we do give steroids in most cases. Steroids will essentially just help reduce that inflammation. You can give antiviral, since I did say it is caused by the herpes simplex virus. And for instance, I did mention that you can have problems closing your eyes, which is going to be obviously devastating. So you can give eye drops to help lubricate that eye, put on an eye patch so that it does not dry out, and essentially just providing support. But there really is no cure for Bell's palsy, unfortunately.
Dr. Fatima, thank you so much. We're going to have to leave it there just for filling us in on Bell's palsy. And I would encourage all of you to just go online and see the videos so that you can get a clearer picture of what it's all about. It's something that I have heard about for the first time and felt it was important to share with all of you.